From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Amateur radio, by its very nature, tends to be an individual pursuit. By that I mean, it is not something that is automatically a team sport until you make it so. Most amateurs operate from vehicles or bolt holes in their living quarters, the corner of the garage or underneath the house. If they're lucky, they may enthuse members of the household to become involved. That is apart from erecting antennas or bringing food during those long, long contests. When you think of many club operating efforts, there is a collection of rigs with operators controlling bands and modes without it being a collective activity. It is the social life of clubs that tend to bind people together as they identify a common purpose. The barbecue, the smoko, the meal at the local venue where thoughts can run free, is the glue. But what is it when we don't have that glue? There are circumstances in people's lives that isolate them from the normal everyday things. An accident, getting ill and going to hospital, a partnership breakdown or the death of a family member are all normal things that can take us out of circulation. The good thing is that more bodies are recognising that stresses of life has and have plans in place to assist. Mates for Mates is an example where military veterans have a support system for each other. Various mental health groups support Are You OK? And recently Diabetes Australia is promoting Be In Your Mate's Corner. We amateurs are a small group and spread out, but we are part of the community and prone to the same stresses as other people. We do from time to time encounter strange behaviours on air, and we do see our peers shrink away from time to time. As a community, are we too self-centred to share some compassion for our fellows? As people, do we want to hide away when someone needs a word of recognition and maybe the odd helping hand? Can we, as participants in a global communications hub, manage to support each other? So what I'm asking is, are you in your mate's corner? Is your fellow ham okay? Can we and should we have our own programme that is a bit more personal than your 5 and 9 and 7 and 3? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.